Hey everybody, welcome back to Moscow. Welcome back to the Moscow Mules. I'm Shay Bowes. He's still Augie, or Gannis, if you want to be formal about it. Yeah. And, you know, we're going to launch off on another journey into the unknown. And one of the things that we're going to start with is going to be something that was completely unknown to both me and Augie while writing the script for this week's show. The fact that Russia has used nuclear weapons before.
What?
Usually when you say again, Augie has stolen the charity money from the local church again. Augie's gone missing after drinking for 3 days again. That's because it's actually happened. But our friend Ursula von der Leyen has decided that Russia has used nuclear weapons again. Yeah, because now, on a global sense, what's happening in the future, what's happening now, what's happened before, it's all Russia's fault. You didn't get it yet, yeah? Really? I'm serious. Run the video, August.
Many of your relatives lost their life when the atomic bomb raised Hiroshima to the ground.
Who could have dropped the atomic bomb on Hiroshima?
The survivors. And you wanted us to listen.
No, we didn't want you to drop a nuke on our city.
The past
maybe.
And learn something about the future. It was a sobering start to the G7, and one that I will not forget.
This is creepy.
At
creepy.
A time when Russia threatens to use nuclear weapons once again. To use nuclear weapons once again. Once again.
Once again.
Once again, Che.
It is heinous.
Once again.
It is dangerous. And in the shadow of Hiroshima,
well, once again,
it is unforgivable.
She's insane.
No one is better poised than Japan.
Now, speaking of making stuff up, and speaking of Germany, because Ursula, of course, is a German, right? She's a gynecologist from an exceptionally wealthy German elite family. She married into the von der Leyen family, Heiko von der Leyen, and they made a ton of money back in the day from big cotton farms, big plantations in the German Empire. Yeah, it did exist. They probably made a few quid from, working with Uncle Adolf. Let's not mention the war, because you can't do that when it comes to the Germans. Or maybe you can. We're going to move to Serbia, a country that suffered absolutely terribly during the Second World War, a country where we got a lot of fans. Hello, our friends in Serbia. How are you getting on? And in this sort of crucible, a certain German journalist, I hate to say it, who works for Frankfurter Allgemeine Zeitung, or one of these FAZ, we can call it. The fact that he would ask this question, you got to ask yourself, Augie, right, was this asked by accident? As Zelensky stands beside the Serbian president, watch Mr. Vucic's eyes go up. You'd like the McDonald's arch, okay? This is really creepy stuff. Really creepy. Run the video, Augie.
Next question. Michael Martens from Frankfurter Allgemeine Zeitung. Michael, go ahead.
I am asking you to tell us, as Europeans, what specific steps we can concretely take to help you to kill more Russians.
Now, Augie has been rummaging around in the dustbins of the interweb, as he tends to do. This outrageous suggestion and statement by this unpleasant character, okay? Very unpleasant, in a very, very sensitive place when it comes to what his ancestors did, let's say, in the neighborhood, okay? Now, Augie, this gets better. Maybe it gets worse. Tell us a little bit about Michael Martin's grandpapa. Yes, the apple doesn't fall far from the tree, my friends, when it comes to our old Nazi friends. Augie?
Yeah, so here's the deal. Mr. Hans Herman Martins, the grandfather of this journalist, whom he's very proud of, he even wrote an article about this, used to be a little bit of, let's say it, a Nazi party member and collaborator, because even before the World War II, he joined NSDAP. In 1936, he was appointed a public prosecutor with Hitler's personal signature. And you can guess what kind of public prosecution cases he, dealt with. In 1943, when it was, kind of getting naughty for Germany on the front, he volunteered to Norway, where it was the safest place to volunteer for. And by the end of the World War II, he served as divisional military judge. What he was doing, he was catching deserters that were trying to escape the bloodshed and, the fall of the Nazi regime.
Yeah. And these are the guys who ran West Germany in the aftermath of the Second World War, right? They got promoted to big jobs, you know, like even the dude that was surrounded at Stalingrad, right? Paulus, the general, he became a police chief or something. So when you talk about sort of no Nazis in Ukraine and who the biggest, most powerful country in Europe is who's supporting the no Nazis in Ukraine, you got to ask yourself, these, of course, aren't Nazis, okay, but they're just the grandchildren of Nazis supporting the non-Nazis in non-Nazi democratic Ukraine. And, you know, what's happened to Germany? Many say, thanks to our friend Frau Merkel here, yes, who doesn't like dogs, yeah, you know, opening the gates, because Germany had this complete sort of absolute guilt complex after the Second World War, because they kind of did some naughty during the war. You just ask Michael's granddad, yeah? We know what happened in the Second World War. They threw open the gates, millions of Syrians, millions of Turks, millions of immigrants, and they kind of set the stall out for the rest of Europe. And of course, doggy, as you can see from this next video, from North Rhine-Westphalia, Düren, a small enough town there, everything has worked out just fine. Yes, for the Germans, as the auto industry collapses, as ordinary taxpayers are screwed into the ground, as social welfare is cut, and the migrants keep coming. And when the migrants have a disagreement, they tend to deal with it in a very civilized fashion. Yes, run the video, Augie.
Check it out, they're using axes, I think hammers. The guy at the bottom is using an axe. And that's just a normal day-to-day
axis
in Germany.
Axis.
And in the end, the woman gets it in the face, too. What a lovely place. What a lovely place. Now, let me ask you this, Che. Don't you feel like that it is some kind of bipolar disorder on the scale of the entire continent, where they have to let all these migrants in because they did naughty things in World War II, but they also have to hate Russia, because Russia stopped them from doing naughty things in World War II.
Time for a psychology corner. Now, maybe the Germans, because they have such an ingrained sense of guilt for basically massacring tens of millions of people in the Second World War, destroying the whole continent, being led up the garden path or down the garden path by a lunatic Austrian with one testicle who hated Jewish people, although he probably was Jewish himself, and, you know, destroyed the entire country of Germany, the intelligentsia, and allowed the German people, the great German people, to be essentially destroyed. Maybe the fact that it was the Russians who administered the medicine. You know the way a kitten sometimes will scratch the vet if the vet gives it an injection trying to save it? Maybe they actually hate the Russians because the Russians saved them from themselves. But secretly, they actually love the Russians. And they're trying to allow the Russians to take over Ukraine because they're going to win the war and make Russia much bigger, so that then Russia is just a much bigger, better place because of the stupid war they started in Ukraine. What do you think, Augie?
I think it sounds like another kind of German extreme perversion.
Yeah. Now, you've got to ask yourself, maybe this psychological defect has spread to the German cousins, because after all, the Germans, the Saxons, Anglo-Saxons, are, you know, German. And one little nugget of history, which Augie will agree with, remember, the old Uncle Adolf never really wanted to go to war with the English. He considered them Germans. Yes, Queen Victoria, she spoke English, didn't she, Augie? No, she spoke German. Yeah, the English are essentially Germans. And maybe that's why the English have caught a bit of this sort of historical bipolarism, yes, whereby despite what's actually patently happening all around them, they've convinced themselves that everything is just fine. Take a look at this short video of a man being interviewed and asked, does he see any changes around him in British society out on the streets? Has anything changed, you know? You know, hello? Hello? What does he say? No. But check what's going on in the background. Yeah. Run the video, Augie.
Have you noticed a change in sort of demographics, the people who live here and so on?
Not particularly. I don't see it hasn't changed in any great
deal. Just look behind him. Not one, but two.
No change. Everything is just Fine. Now, just to wrap up talking about the English and the Germans being relatives and, you know, of course, all the same family. The Americans, of course, they're English, they're German, they're kind of a melting pot of, you know, Western Europeans, really, okay? And in in the United States of America, you know, it's all going swimmingly well because they actually think now that Zambia, a recent poll that Augie dug up, Zambia is safer than Germany. Imagine that. Yeah, that's called progress. Zambia is now safer for American tourists than Deutschland. Oh, mein Liebling. And look, let's wrap up in Europe with a little visit to Ceuta, the sort of Spanish colony in North Africa. I got a lot of trouble for saying that, for pointing out reality, historical reality. You know, that's not actually Spain, that's North Africa. But it's been Spain for so long. Yeah, whatever. Of course, everybody now wants to forget about what's happened in Ceuta in Europe. Okay, they want to forget. Yeah, yeah, move along. 76,000 people invaded the place. Yeah, the beaches look absolutely perfect. And as if to demonstrate this, right, Augie, we're going to show you a video of how it wasn't really that bad, right? It wasn't really that bad. It was kind of a day trip. It's just kind of the kids got a little bit, you know, excited and, you know, may have been a bit rowdy, a little bit rowdy, yeah? Yeah. Check out the beaches. Run the video, Augie.
Isn't it wonderful? I can tell the green energy policies are working. I think he's eating a rat. Yeah, he's definitely eating a rat or something. And affordable housing. I mean, look at the ocean. It's almost as clean as Zaina River.
Now, meanwhile, in Ukraine, where a lot of the decay that is afflicting Europe right now, you can kind of link it to, because if the billions and billions that were being spent in Ukraine were maybe being spent on some border posts or fences in Ceuta, for example, some hospitals, some proper sort of societal inputs, billions and billions and billions. Think about this, though. If that had happened, you know, maybe things would be a little bit better in Europe and they wouldn't be so obsessed with this war in Ukraine. What's actually happening in this Ukraine where European and American taxpayers and UK taxpayers are paying the wages of the people you're about to see in this video? And they're celebrating, and I emphasize the word celebrating, an SS division. An SS division.
It's not true.
That fought with the SS, for the SS, with exclusively Ukrainian members.
That's impossible.
And they weren't drafted or dragged into cars like the poor human beings you see being dragged off to die for Zelensky and von der Leyen right now. These were all volunteers. There was the 14th SS Galician Division. I think there was another 2nd Division. Various groups. This is remarkable. This is literally days ago in free, democratic and liberal Ukraine. The celebration and the commemoration of Nazi SS soldiers.
I don't believe you.
This is really, really unbelievable stuff. Run the video, Augie.
It's not just unbelievable shit, it's also creed. Just take a look, guys.
Today, many guys with golden lions on their sleeves are defending our land. This means they remember the deeds of the Galicia Division. As of today,
yeah, the deeds of Galician Division, which was to lose and kill their own citizens.
Throughout our history, we have stood with dignity for the glory and honor of our great unconquered nation. We carry the glory of the Galicia Division. This is a benchmark for us. These are
check the guy speaking. He definitely conquered a bunch of hamburgers.
Glory to Ukraine.
Yeah, unconquered. Bakhmut, Avdiivka. Crimea. Let's just forget that stuff, Augie, yeah? Now, talking about bizarre relationships, right? One of the most bizarre is the one between the Poles, our Polish friends, and the Ukrainians. Of course, you know, let's not pretend. Russia and Poland have a little bit of a difficult history. Slightly difficult, okay. The Polish, of course, were the first to invade Russia. And let's not forget that. You know, people don't like that one. And then, of course, you know, the Second World War, post-war, you know, Warsaw Pact, etc., etc., okay? But our friends in Ukraine have received massive amounts of aid from, guess where? From Poland. Hundreds and hundreds of tanks, aircraft, fighter jets, all made in Russia, by the way, right? Into Ukraine. They've accepted probably 1.5, nearly 2 million refugees. And what have they got in return? A slightly uncomfortable celebration of some friends of theirs and some relatives, like Mr. Martins, whose grandfather was, you know, yeah, O-U-N-U-P-A. Kind of a couple of 100,000 Polish people massacred, etc., etc. You know, but forget that. We know that our Ukrainian friends are very good at making stuff up, just like Mr. Zelensky, the actor. Check out this video where a Ukrainian very, very eagerly explains that you just have to blame the Poles for everything. Because, after all, you should just blame the Poles. Yeah, run the video, Ogi.
Українці за кордоном. Ви повинні вивчити два слова і могти їх вимовити в будь-якій кондиції. Обов'язково в тій кондиції, де ви ригаєте під чужі ворота. Ви маєте знати сказати «Єстем поляк». Це дуже важливо, тому що якщо ви робите щось хороше, ви українці. Якщо ви робите якусь річ, то ви з Польщі. Поняли мене? От чесно, вони заслужили.
I think it's a brilliant, brilliant and cunning plan.
Very sneaky, aren't they? Now, of course, the next man we're going to show you is very stressed out. He's very stressed out about this whole collapse in relations between Polish people and Ukrainians. A realization, a waking up in Poland to what actually happened in the Second World War with these Ukrainian Nazis. And you would imagine he's behind his desk, right, Augie? He's laser focused on making sure this war ends as soon as it can. They can have an election, right? Yeah, maybe not. You know, Zelensky's all about the PR. He has always been so. Remember, he got elected in 2019 with a political party named after a TV show called Servant of the People. This guy is the epitome of an actor, and he's still acting. But every actor needs to look after himself. So while the meat grinder chugs along in the East and Ukraine gets smaller and smaller every day, Mr. Zelensky's biceps are getting bigger and bigger. Yeah, this is real. Run the video, Augie.
I mean, come on. And to be honest, it's not that much that he's lifting.
This is what is clinically known as small man syndrome. Now, you may notice we haven't been talking about the old USA that much because not that much is going on in the old USA. Well, that's maybe as you think it to be, but that could be some kind of altered reality. It may not even be in the current time. It could be another dimension. I mean, Augie might not be real. Augie might actually be a very nice, considerate, kind and hardworking person. He may not be what he seems as. I may actually be a very overweight, unattractive, untalented person instead of what you see before you. And the proof is that the United States could be manipulating everything to make us think that they're actually winning the war in the Straits of Hormuz, that Vietnam was a big win, that Afghanistan was a huge win, and that Ukraine are actually winning too with American help. And how do I know this? Well, you might recall, it must be over a year ago now, Augie, but then again, the time and the space and the whole dimension could be wrong. We mentioned this. We're going to remind you that the United States of America is way ahead of us all, at least in their minds. On the video, Augie.
Our passenger planes are slower than they used to be. Our trains crawl compared to those in other parts of the world. But we are capable of so much more. Our technologies permit us to manipulate time and space. They leave distance annihilated, cause things to grow and improve productivity.
So as you can see, the next video, Augie discovered, it may not be what it seems. But to me, it's exactly what it seems, you know. And by the way, American infrastructure, railroads, roads, bridges, hospitals, all falling apart. Veterans killing themselves at the rate of hundreds a week, literally hundreds a week. All of that, forget that. The crime epidemic, the addiction epidemic, the narco gangs, it's all potentially not real. But maybe this isn't real too. Check out this architecture. Maybe the Americans have got it right, and the Chinese building, you know, hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and thousands of miles of high-speed railway and dragging 20 million people out of poverty, maybe they've got it wrong. Maybe this is the way to go. Run the video, Augie.
Cardboard skyscraper. Che, I mean, imagine this building or structure being anywhere in Russia.
Yeah. It would be on the front page of every Western newspaper saying, Russia running out of building blocks, running out of people, running out of air, running out of hope. Well, now it's been proven that Russia isn't running out of anything, particularly not missiles, weapons, artillery shells, because they're producing NATO by a scale of 3-1. And it's actually America that's run out of PAC-3 interceptors, which means you can basically fly a magic carpet over Kiev and dump your potty out onto Mr. Zelensky's head. No one can stop the Russians now because they haven't run out, but the Americans have. But one thing that the United States seems not to be running out of is highly addicted individuals living on the streets, which is kind of sad, but also kind of disturbing. You can't get tired of looking at these videos because they actually remind you of just how inconceivably skewed American society is. While you watch this, remember, Pete Hegseth has just asked the Big Don for $1.6 trillion to spend on the next big war. Run the video, Wuggy.
I have to argue with you, Che. This guy is clearly not living on the streets. He's living off the streets. Check this out.
Yeah.
Advanced construction. That's how I would call it. Advanced American engineering.
Maybe he's like one of these birds or one of these animals that can sense the great flood coming. Maybe he's going to be the one guy laughing when the big sort of Moses-like flood comes through. You don't know. Could happen.
Won't happen. Americans are blessing Israel, aren't they?
Well, that brings to the end of yet another episode. Been great making it. We're so happy that you join us, and you're joining us in bigger numbers and from around the world. It's absolutely fantastic. Now, while Augie and I were putting the show together this week, we sort of saw this dynamic, this Russophrenia, this idea that Russia's going to destroy the planet, but then again that it hasn't enough toilets with which to sit on, that Russia is going to invade Europe, but it can't finish the job in Ukraine. And it's not just that. It's this sort of inward-facing hatred in Europe, it seems, as Europe becomes a sort of a shadow of itself and a parody of itself in many ways when it comes to freedom, democracy and liberalism. It seems all of those things are collapsing into a very, very dangerous and dark form of communism. It's basically the Soviet Union without the free housing, free education, a space program, you know, all the good stuff, right? That seems to be the way it's going. Shout out to Brian MacDonald, the Irishman who coined the phrase Russophrenia back in 2015. Some of us have known what's going on for a long time. So, until next week, same time, same place, keep your eyes on the whirlpool of reality, because it might knock you off balance. You could get sucked in and actually believe that Ukraine is winning, that all is well in the United States of America, and that Europe is actually a garden. We'll see you same time, same place next time.